This week in Newport Beach, California, organizers of the Eclectic Orange Performance Festival are living up to their name. They're staging a rarely performed composition that's built around the sound of a metronome. Alicia Zuckerman has a look.
The metronome is an odd little machine. It clicks away kind of like an overbearing second hand on a clock. The old ones are pyramid-shaped wooden boxes, but the newer digital ones look like pocket-sized travel alarms. Simple as they are, you can't underestimate the metronome's role in music history. Here's Juilliard professor Joel Sachs.
Well, the metronome was invented for a very specific purpose around the early 19th century. It was a way of indicating the speed of a piece precisely. Up to that point, an Italian composer might say allegro, meaning quick or happy. And a German might feel quick or happy at a different speed than an Italian. The interesting thing about it at that time is that writers already say, but don't use the metronome for anything else. Don't set it onto click so you can play steadily, because that should be internalized. That's a mechanical way, and it makes you unmusical.
In 1963, the Transylvanian composer Georges Ligeti turned that idea on its head. Not only did he actually put metronomes on the concert stage, but he took humans off. The score for Poème Symphonique is just a typewritten page of instructions about how to arrange, set, and wind 100 metronomes. Ligeti said they should be wound and set in motion before the audience arrives, so the piece looks like the guts of a machine. One more requirement, which wasn't an issue when Ligeti wrote the piece: the metronomes must be the old-fashioned, pyramid-shaped, mechanical kind, with a metal pendulum swinging back and forth. That's because mechanical metronomes eventually wind down, and the result is a polyrhythmic cacophony. Most digital metronomes run on batteries, so the rhythms stay steady until the batteries die. Last spring, a strange request arrived in my mailbox: a national call for 100 mechanical metronomes. A new music festival out in Orange County, California, called Eclectic Orange, wanted to present Poème Symphonique. Now, in all the years I spent studying music, I mean, I even went to music camp, I've never even seen 10 mechanical metronomes at one time. And I got really into the idea of trying to round them up.
Pendulum ones are probably still available, but we don't sell them.
I went to Manny's Music on West 48th Street, Manhattan's music district. The place is a rock and roll utopia. Walls are lined with hanging electric guitars and framed autograph photos of Jimi Hendrix, The Stones, Eric Clapton. Just to the right of the store as you walk in, inside a glass case, lies the metronome section. Eric Fogelberg is behind the counter.
So, like, no one comes in here asking for these pendulum kind anymore, right? Like, that's just over.
Just you. Just you.
What's this thing? This looks like a pendulum.
What's that?
There's that Whitner one down there.
You're doing accessories now?
Oh, wait, maybe it is. Wow. I haven't seen this one. This is a pendulum. How do you use it? I have no idea. Don't do it like that. Oh, there it goes. But how do you set the time?
I think you move it up
or down. Oh, that's the way you do it. Right on, right on.
Maybe, as thanks for showing him the wonders of the mechanical metronome, Eric let me borrow it, along with four of its digital brethren. I went upstairs to the manager's office, where I made my own cover version of Poème Symphonique. Probably not quite what Ligeti had in mind. Here's one of the few recordings of his. Mine. His. The piece is being performed as it was originally intended this month. No thanks to me, the Eclectic Orange Festival did manage to dig up the requisite 100 metronomes, and even a few bench warmers. For Studio 360, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
Every afternoon through October 28th, audiences can hear Poème Symphonique performed live at the Orange County Museum of Art in Newport Beach, California. Links and more information are at our website, studio360.org.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
keep pounding.